It looks like goddamn Mario Kart.
Checkered everything.
There's something on that car.
The hang.
Daddy's home.
What the shit? Race control.
Right. One more car and I'm taking it out of your ass.
I'ma take this track and make it my bitch.
Did you know that races are won and lost in the pits?
I did not know that.
Did you not?
The IMS is the best there ever was.
Daddy doesn't do road cars.
Daddy only does ovals. We certainly don't take ourselves that seriously, so you shouldn't.
Welcome to Fast Cars, Fast Girls with Abby and Molly.
Episode 34 from the shadow of the IMS. We record this episode.
We are. Race report from the media parking lot because traffic was actually at a standstill, so we decided to wait it out by recording.
We were actually adults and said, oh my gosh, we can do something.
Yep, rather than just wait in traffic, we're going to record. So
it's episode 34, so let's warm up the tires.
Yeah, so we've got a little bit of news on the front end. Then we're going to talk about the BC 39, which happened this past week on Wednesday and Thursday.
Yep.
We've got the Brickyard to review.
Which just happened.
Just happened, the Xfinity race and the Cup race.
All at once.
Yep. All on the same day. Both got rained out. And so they ran today on Monday when we're recording. And then we've got Sonoma preview.
Oh boy, and the championship.
The final race of IndyCar, the championship.
Da-da-da-na.
Yeah.
Only on this podcast. Do you get us singing songs like that?
Yep, sure
You're
do.
Welcome.
But yeah, exciting for that. And then a quick review of the championship.
Just, you know, since we're heading into it and all
Let's,
that.
Yeah, touch on a few things.
Good stuff.
Yeah. So, all right, news. The schedule was released.
Uh-oh. I didn't print out the picture.
That's all right. There wasn't really any surprises.
We had talked about COTA forever.
Yeah, we talked about COTA forever. We knew that Laguna Seca was going to happen. We knew it was going to be the closer. We knew a few other things were going to shift dates. Like, Iowa moved to a night race. We knew that, but it moved weeks, whatever.
Barber moved. Long Beach didn't, although I think just because of the calendar, it looked like Long Beach really did.
But they really didn't. But yeah, really Barber moved, but they used to occupy that date. So it's not a date that's totally foreign to them.
Yeah.
So yeah, nothing really huge. They made it seem like there was going to be a huge surprise, and there, in fact, was no surprise.
Yeah, it was COTA, and a lot of people just went, I mean...
Didn't we already know that?
We all knew about COTA, but nobody said anything about COTA.
Like, we all kind of already knew.
Kind of like how, leading into the next thing, we all knew that Fernando was testing at Barber.
So why did we announce, like, why was it announced? Like, it was some fucking...
Like, people lost their minds, like, oh my god, Fernando, did you know he's testing?
National secret.
Here's our big get, Fernando's testing. And I want to be like, no, we...
No shit, Sherlock.
We all knew.
Everybody knew that.
Everybody knew. Anyway, so he tested. There were, like, three pictures. He did say, ultimately, he was asked, like, what do you like better? And he's like, I probably would be better on street courses, because that's road courses, because mm-hmm. that's what F1 does. But he was, at the end, he was like, but I like Indy the best. And I was like, aw.
Don't we all, my friend?
Isn't it the truth, though, Fernando?
I mean, yeah.
Yeah.
The IMS is the best there ever was. Plain and simple.
Plain and simple. You know what? Jesus loves the IMS.
And IndyCar.
And us.
And us.
NASCAR.
Based on the rain.
Not so much.
Hard pass.
So, yeah. So, also news was Fernando's testing. Nothing came of that.
Nope. No new announcement. Which, I mean, good on Fernando. Like, I'm dramatic as hell. Shocker.
I feel like you and he are spirit animals.
Yes.
He is your Spanish spirit animal.
Si. he is. So, no. We're both a little dramatic. And so... And that's an understatement.
Yeah.
So I love that rather he knows his full announcement and he's known it for a while, but he's just releasing bits and pieces.
Yeah.
I am not doing F1 next year. Done.
Are
you going to do WC? I have some WC races. Yes.
Yes.
Are you going to do IndyCar?
I'm testing at Barber.
And then he tests. Like, he's just releasing like just a breadcrumb at a time. And I'm here for it.
Well, and I will say McLaren did indicate, like, September is their, like, here's when we're going to make our decision about if they will enter an IndyCar team. Not Fernando, because Fernando's not dependent on McLaren.
Fact.
Because obviously after the end of F1, like, whatever. But at the end of September, that's when McLaren's going to make their decision about whether or not they want to pursue a team at IndyCar for, I believe, the 2019 season.
Yeah.
So, we'll see what happens on that.
Be very exciting.
It is what it is. I mean, when it happens, we will all know about it. Until then, meh.
Well, we might make us some guesses.
I saw Fernando at the NASCAR race, actually. Did you not see him today?
see him. I made out with him before you got here.
I saw Fernando with the devil. If you don't know that one, go back to 8th grade English.
Yeah, you didn't read The Crucible. I was in that play, and it was god-awful. It was the worst.
Everybody was in that play.
It was
either The Crucible or The Scarlet Letter.
Yes.
Or both.
I had to read both at the same time.
Yep.
Because I was in an honors English class that here's what it was. I had already read The Crucible the year before my honors English. And then the year that we did The Crucible was not the same year that I had read it. I happened to be reading The Scarlet Letter while I was performing The Crucible. And the only thing worse is reading the Book of Human Bondage. Honest to God, I would kill myself before reading any of the three of those things again.
Yeah, they're just, I don't know, anyway.
Throw myself off a bridge.
No, I'm with you on that one.
Of Human Bondage, worst book ever written. Ever.
We're not going to get in on this podcast. Because there's a few books that I've read that are horrible. But anyway, that's for a different podcast.
That is. But
donate $20 and we'll spend 40 minutes discussing what books we hate. How about that?
For all the nerds out there. But yeah, so reference for The Crucible, which, awful play. But yeah. I saw Fernando with the Devil, too.
I saw Fernando with the Devil.
Oh. Well, let's see.
Speaking of new teams, new drivers, B&N Racing, and it's B&N. That's what they're called.
All right.
I double checked, so I was like, the hell? They have a USF 2000 team and a Pro Mazda team. They did indicate that they will be entering a team into Indy Lights for the 2019 season. So that's all exciting. Right.
That is super exciting, actually. I love new teams, and I love that they're coming in Indy Lights. Like, they want to build up some up-and-coming drivers.
Yes.
And then I would assume, hopefully, field an IndyCar team as well. But our Indy Lights League has been a little slow. And I've made some jokes that it's because Paul Tracy's eating them.
I stand by that joke.
I mean, I'm not saying he's not eating them.
I mean, I stand by that joke of yours.
So, B&N, do not let your drivers go to second location with Paul Tracy.
But I know a lot of our podcast is go to the second location, but there is a caveat.
Yeah, no, you go to the second location if a golf cart's involved and you're drunk at a racetrack.
Unless Paul Tracy's involved.
And you're a lights driver.
Yeah. Well,
if
no.
Paul Tracy's...
I feel like Paul Tracy,
you know,
period.
What, yeah, don't go to second location with Paul Tracy.
Don't go to second location with Paul Tracy. Speaking of Paul Tracy, look, this is just all feeding into each other in my little list. And
it really
is. Here for it. So speaking of Paul Tracy.
Yeah, speaking of Paul Tracy.
So Wednesday, because it was... Sorry,
yep, you're fine.
I aggressively hit you with my gesticulating. Wednesday, Schmidt-Peterson Motorsport put out another release on Robert Wickens. Because I think it had been a while. And B, he has made some additional steps towards recovery. There was a few more additional surgeries. And he was anticipating, I think at that time, transfer to a rehabilitation facility.
Yes.
It had not happened yet.
Which by now has likely happened. But yes, they were anticipating a transfer in the near future to a rehab facility.
Which is good, right?
It is.
Good.
And then they made an epic statement where they listed out all of his injuries to dispel any rumors that had been passed on by people who did not have the official okay to pass out information.
And it was beautiful.
Paul Tracy.
I like how we all, like, Schmidt-Peterson just should have added at him. Added.
Schmidt-Peterson just subtweeted Paul Tracy.
They did. But they didn't.
I love it.
And here's, like, we've talked about it, but it's not, everybody listening should know, it's not your right to know the information, and it's not your duty to spread information that you have not received from an official channel on this.
And that you're not authorized to give.
Yeah.
Because that's another thing. As a nurse, I learn all kinds of information about my patients. I am not authorized to give it.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I would lose my license over it. However, being a member of the media, you have a responsibility to respect the people that you report on,
yes,
and a responsibility to yourself to have some fucking ethics.
I mean...
So, if you are given information that is not public yet because somebody deems you trustworthy, keep your goddamn mouth shut. Keep your goddamn mouth shut. And also, the only reason you're spreading it is to feed the morbid curiosity.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's what it is.
Yeah.
Everybody's like, I just want to make sure he's okay. You know he's okay. You know that he's alive.
He's alive.
Like, you know that he's alive. You don't deserve to know every other detail. It's not your business.
It's not.
And Paul Tracy can get fucked as far as I'm concerned.
No, 100%. This one, I mean, you're right. It's that morbid curiosity. And
that's exactly, it's rubbernecking at a crash.
Oh, it's rubbernecking. Oh my God, 100%, yes.
Yeah, that's all that it is at this point.
But officially that has been shared publicly by, you know, and again, as I think we've talked about, either the person, the family, the team, or the sanctioning body, or the medical staff.
Yes.
One of those five things. So this was shared
by the team.
Actually,
it will never be the medical staff.
Yeah, probably won't be.
Because they can't break HIPAA.
No, I mean,
yeah.
Sometimes you see them given an update.
An update, like, yeah, like live at the track or
yeah,
whatever.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking
but, yeah,
about.
But yeah, I was like, but yeah, they'll never tweet it.
No. Something like, but, and that's what we got from Schmidt Peterson Motorsport. That's what we're sharing. So we'll wait and see what happens.
We will. And we will continue to send thoughts and prayers. Mm-hmm. And don't forget, you can still send cards.
Yep.
That address is still active if you want to send cards.
Think about it. Everybody sent a big sending of cards immediately. He's being transferred to rehabilitation hospital. You know, my dad spent time
in
a
couple
rehab
weeks,
hospital.
Like, it's a long time, and things dwindle off.
Mm-hmm.
So it's nice to continue to receive things.
And I will tell you, from my dad's experience at the rehab hospital and us being there, like, it's a lot of work at a rehab hospital. So I think another round of cards is actually not a bad idea right now.
It's not, because rehab is hard.
Yeah, it's not fun.
No. You actually have to...
Like,
you have to qualify to go to rehab, which means that you have to be able to do rehab for, like, mm-hmm.
six hours
a day.
Yeah.
Like, it's a lot of work.
Yeah, he's not, like, going to hang out. Like, he's going
to
work.
No, like, he's going to have a trainer, basically. He's going to be working with a trainer for 6 hours.
Yes, that's exactly it.
Yeah.
So send some more cards. Actually, now would be a great time, I bet.
Yeah. Let him know that you're still thinking about him, hoping the best, hoping his recovery goes well. Like, now's a great time, because it is hard as hell, and a lot of people get discouraged.
It's hard as hell in rehab.
Yeah,
so.
It is hard as hell. So let's let Wickens know that we're still thinking about him, still hoping the best
idea.
For him. Yeah.
Finally, and I didn't write this down, but you and I just talked about it, our girl Sabra.
Mm.
Just announced that she's be doing 2 Formula 4. I want to call it Formula Ford.
I know, right?
Just right there. Yeah. Races this year. She will be in the New Jersey race, and then she will also be at COTA. So exciting to see that for her.
I am so excited.
I'm just always so giddy when I see stuff about it. I'm like, oh my God, I love her.
Ooh, if we went to Jersey, we could stay with
We are not going to the Jersey race.
All right.
I also don't know when the Jersey race is.
I'm like, we might be.
Not if it's during, like, Chris Griffith, or what if it's when you're on the
oh,
food,
yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Or the air race, like.
Oh, yeah, no, that's not happening.
I don't know.
Well, we will support her. We will support her from afar.
We always support her from
we
afar.
We do.
We're loudly support her from afar right
yes.
now.
Yes.
So, congrats on that.
Congrats, that's very
Yay.
Exciting for her.
All right, the Brian Clausen 39 dirt track at the IMS. Kind of as God intended, I feel.
Yeah, it was pretty awesome. I thoroughly enjoyed that I got to park in the snake pit. Like, the media parking for that, I walked in. I drove in. And I asked one guy, I was like, I don't know where to park. And he was like, you know where to go. And I was like, what? And he was like, the snake pit. And then he laughed. And I was like, I must just have that look like I've spent some time in the snake pit.
That snake pit vibe.
Right? I'm like, I don't know if I should be proud or if that means that I need to, upgrade my nighttime face regimen.
Part of me thought we actually...
I've never spent
we
time in the snake pit.
Time
no.
in the new snake pit.
I mean,
let's clarify.
I have
that.
Partied. Well, we didn't spend time in the old snake pit.
Well, we're too young.
Yeah.
But not
but,
this
mean,
EDM.
Yeah, no. I have partied hard at the IMS.
Right.
In fact, I think that I have outdone the snake pit in partying.
I feel like carb day, we just outdo the snake pit.
100%.
Right? Like, that's adorable.
We redefine.
That's adorable.
Yeah, the limits of blackout drunk, we mm-hmm. redefine every carb day.
Concerts are lost.
And sometimes, miraculously, they're not. Despite our best efforts.
We try.
We did miss most of Jane's Addiction.
That's okay, though.
It's all right. We didn't care. That was the point of that one. It made me laugh. I was like, I mean, I'll take that. I look like I've done some serious partying.
Okay.
Yes, I have.
You're welcome.
And I'm not done.
But it was great.
It was great. I love dirt tracks, period.
Yeah.
They're always a good time. And it's just wild. It's just wild racing.
But it's like, it's wild, but at the same time, there's this weird beauty about it.
Yes, it's,
right?
It
it's
is.
Almost like a weird ballet.
Yeah.
I don't
like,
know
it's
how
almost
to
synchronized.
It.
It's a, yeah,
yes.
there's a totally a rhythm to
mm-hmm.
it. And yeah, it's very, and it's just primal. Like, I don't know how you could be there in person and not be into it.
No.
I don't know how you could go to a dirt race and say, it's fine. I don't think this is for me. Really?
Really?
And the races aren't super long, so it's always a new influx of cars. It's just, yeah.
It is very good for the ADD crowd.
It is. And Wednesday was awesome.
Oh, Wednesday was great.
And we had that very cool double rainbow, and it was so vibrant, like, and
perfect.
Everybody just felt like that was, you know, Brian Clausen. Saying, like,
awesome. This is perfect.
Which, I love that.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah. I love that.
Thursday, not the greatest.
No, just it rained a lot.
Yeah, and everything got weird and, like...
And was super late. The last race was not over until 12:27.
Yeah.
A.M. I heard it from my house. Did not stay till the end.
No, we had to work, unfortunately.
Yeah, I had to work at 5:30 the next day, so I was down to stay the entire time if it was starting on time.
Yeah.
But it did not, and so we actually ended up watching it on a bridge outside the track where we could see a big screen.
In our chairs. Which felt really on brand, actually.
It really did. I mean, they were in the van. We had the van with us at our friend's house. We were like, and he said, you know, you can see a screen from right down the street.
And we were like, oh.
Well, fuck it. We're staying right here.
We could see the screen. I mean, we could see the stands. So.
We totally could see the stands. But yeah, it was just the mud. Because had we gone in, we'd have flicked mud on everything. And it would have required another shower before my 5:30 a.m. workday.
Yeah, that wasn't going to happen.
Not happening.
But it was
a good night. It was very exciting.
It was very exciting, and Brady Bacon, who won, he had actually, like, known Brian, so that makes it kind of special, I feel like.
It does make it special.
So it was just kind of a good way to cap it. I mean, people talked about rumors that it's happening again. I don't know. We'll see.
I mean, I know they sold out the reserve seating. Yeah. I think 8,000 tickets is what sold. Those the temporary stands only held 3,500, but I think they sold a total of 8,000.
A lot of people were there.
That's a lot. I mean, that's a lot of tickets.
It's a lot. I mean, I think the problem is logistically how you're going to handle all of it, but...
Yeah.
You know whose job that is? Not mine.
Not mine.
Not mine. I mean, it'd be a great idea.
It is. I would love if they made that a more regular thing.
So, we'll see. And it just feels right having a dirt track in the middle of the IMS.
It does.
It's almost like an homage.
Yeah. To, you know...
Racing and like...
Yes. And a lot of people's roots and...
Exactly.
I'll tell you what. We got to see Connor Daly race.
Yeah.
Which was very fun. And we got to see Sarah Fisher sitting in the stands with the bulls.
Oh, my God.
Love Sarah Fisher.
I mean, she's just fantastic.
She really is. But yes, we got to see Connor Daly. I would have lost my shit and loved if Ed Carpenter had gotten out there.
I know. Everybody kept talking about who, and I was like, damn it, Ed.
Because he started in midgets. Like, I'd love to see him get out there and just burn some laps.
Just
and
been like, guess who's out now? And I'd be like, ah!
You know Daddy would get wild.
Wild.
He'd get out there, and all of a sudden, it would instantly turn him from dad mode into 13-year-old boy.
Yes.
Like, yes. All of a sudden, he'd be making fart jokes and just tearing up the dirt track.
Just ripping, like, fart noises every time he passed a competitor. Which we also find funny.
I would lose it to hear Ed Carpenter
make a fart noise. All right, if somebody can do this.
Oh, I'll tell you what, though. I'm making fart noises every time we're around Ed Carpenter from here on out, so I hope you're ready for that.
No, I'm not. I will never not be ready, though.
No, you're gonna lose it.
I'm just going to start giggling. It's fine.
Hopefully... I'm going to have to work on my volume control.
Well, yeah, that's better.
Yeah.
There's one thing you're not. There you go.
It's quiet.
It's quiet.
Yeah.
New game.
Fart noises. Next season. All right.
We got the game for 2019 already. They've released the schedule. We've released next year's objective. Fart noise around Ed Carpenter.
Actually, I might just hit up anybody that bends over anywhere near pit lane.
I'm okay with that.
There's going to be fart noises left and right.
Well, this is our new game.
Yep, this is it.
This is a sophisticated podcast.
I just turned into a 13-year-old boy.
We're a really high-class podcast.
Classy AF. All right, so the Brickyard Weekend, the Xfinity Race, the Florida Georgia Line Fest.
Everything got rained out.
Yeah, it was supposed to be Saturday.
Gone.
The whole thing canceled.
Practice on Friday was canceled.
Thanks, Tropical Storm. Yeah, practice on Friday was canceled.
Saturday was canceled.
Sunday was canceled.
So they threw everything on Monday.
Yep, Xfinity ran at 10 a.m. Brickyard ran at 2 p.m.
And the Xfinity race was good.
Yeah. I have not watched it in its entirety yet, but they typically have more passing than the Cup Series.
Series?
Because they're aero kit.
Yeah, so like the first set, whatever the fuck they call their, when is their little break?
Stage.
I was like, I just have S's written down. So the first stage ended with like a 4-white finish.
Oh.
So that was really cool.
That is cool.
Let's see. A couple. I wrote a few things. Yes, the mud and the grass did not fuck around.
No.
No, it did not.
It just grabbed those tires,
man. No, it did not. Let's, yeah, because a car got loose. The double zero got loose, got into the grass and mud, and he just lost the car.
Damn.
He was like, nope, we're out. Let's see. Justin Allgaier won. And so for the Xfinity race, 1 and 2 were JR Motorsports, which is Dale Jr.'s team. And the third was Penske. And I will say, despite what we're going to give him some shit about later, Justin came over the radio and was like, oh my gosh, like, we won at the Brickyard. How cool is that? Heck yeah. And I was like, aw. He said, heck yeah.
Aw.
Adorable.
That is adorable.
It's a little adorable.
It is.
But no, I think it's just the aero package is much better on the Xfinity cars.
It really is. And last year that race was a shit ton better as well.
I mean, they explain that the aero package they run here really allows for passing because it almost slows the lead car and pulls the rear car around. I will say, it's so weird to watch the restarts because, like, the car behind the car will literally push the other car forward at a restart.
Yeah.
Just give them a little push, little bump.
Yeah, they just bump into each other.
Well, the people from the back do it to, like, move them forward. And so then the back guy is, like, stuck on, like, the front car and they just pass people or nobody can get between them. It's weird.
Yeah.
Wild.
It is.
And I thought to myself, well, that would never happen. I mean, for many reasons, that would never happen.
In IndyCar, no. But.
But I was just like.
It's interesting. It was like all those Mazdas at SCCA.
Yes.
Like when they were drafting, but they would literally get up and touch each other.
Yes, but this one, like. They literally. Push.
Like, it's like a human shield.
Yes.
Yeah.
But, like, the guy obviously is first, but, like, you're following him. You're, like, nuts to butts, and you're going to get second because nobody's coming between you. It's like a little battering ram. Like, nope, going first.
Right. No, thank you.
Bye, everybody.
I mean, it's not against the rules. I'd 100% do it. But it's very different than IndyCar.
It's so different. And, like, there's just a lot. Like, I don't know.
There are a lot of...
I just try to understand.
Eccentricities. I know.
It just... Anyway.
I know. It's just... It's not our thing.
It's not... I try.
It's okay. Everybody's not supposed to like everything.
No. I'm so that was the Xfinity race. Justin, all year one. Would you like to talk about the topic now or after we talk about Brad Keselowski?
Let's go ahead and give Brad Keselowski his win, and then we'll get into it.
So then it was the Brickyard.
Woohoo!
Brickyard.
Made it for a little more than half after we got off work today.
I mean, I watched it when I was.
Yeah, I mean, I had it on.
It was nice. It was my first time listening to Dale Jr. call a race, and I've decided he sounds like an old timey auctioneer from the South.
Oh, he does.
Because he gets a little excited, and he gets a little too fast and a little high, and I'm like, whoa, Dale.
It's like that John Crist spoof where he, like, just starts rattling off, like, different names and whatever. Yeah.
And he just keeps going, and I was like, I'm going to need Dale to calm down. Because I don't understand two-thirds of the words.
You're really cute, but I have no idea what you're saying to me.
So, here's what I wanted to talk about.
Yes.
A while back, Richard Petty made a tweet that there was, like, a YouTube video of Bubba Wallace. It was, like, a Facebook thing that they then put on YouTube, and it was all about the background of Bubba Wallace, and that it had gotten more views than one of the Indianapolis 500 videos. And so he got on his little high horse, and he had decided to give a little shade at the 500.
Well, I wish a motherfucker would.
Well, here's what I'm going to say to you, Richard Petty. The IMS heard you and said what you won't do is disrespect my race. And so Bubba Wallace's brakes failed at this race, and I'm just saying.
The track chooses the winner, and the track also handpicks its losers.
We've said it before. That track is hateful.
That track is hateful.
It will not forget things.
She holds grudges.
And she
Look
like,
at Mario. He has won one time. That is all she has allowed.
That's it.
Do you think you're better than Mario?
Do you? You're not. And so the track
And you know
went,
what? Bubba Wallace didn't even say it.
No.
That was, like, third-person vengeance. That's how hateful this
track
is.
That's how hateful the track is. And as soon as it happened, I was like, that's interesting.
Yep.
There you go.
You know, it's also interesting. They don't continue to list their driver's names after they're out of the race on the scrolling thing.
They don't at the Pagoda, but they do on the
On TV?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because at one point I looked up and like 9 cars were out
already. I was like, I looked up and I was like, there were way more cars.
I think at the IMS they're like, just cull it. We're done. There's not enough room on the scroll anymore.
Right, they're like, it's fine.
It's fine.
Everybody knows where they are. Not winning.
They're not here.
I mean, that's true. I don't really want to see, like, the names of 12 people who were out when I'm live at the race. I know who the fuck is
right,
out.
Right, I get who's out.
I know who's out.
Thank you. I mean, I also feel like on TV they can maybe just do it every now and then.
Yeah.
Like, if your driver is not in the active scroll, he's not active.
Figure it out.
There's a reason.
Yeah. Or, like, a little graphic in the corner.
Out. Tally. Oh, I thought
just,
like...
No, just the word out and then car numbers.
I was thinking more like how they used to do in Vietnam with like the soldiers, just the number of cars out slowly increases marks. During the race. They should have done that during the Texas races. Next year, NBC, you're welcome for that.
And like hand drawn on, like when the meteorologists draw on the map. Just actual somebody with a...
Tally mark. Yep. What else? Also, Willpower won the Indianapolis 500, not the Daytona 500, NBC. You're NBC, taking over next year.
You're really making me concerned. Their customer service was also shit. The time that I had issues with their app, like, I never got a response.
I'm just...
Not a single response.
Very concerned.
It makes me worried. I don't think it's possible for you to do worse than ABC, but I swear to God, if you do, I will troll the ever-living shit out of you.
You can't do this to us at any car. Like,
we will riot at this point. We have been waiting a long time for our sport to be back on the upswing, and if you fuck up the coverage...
We will fuck you up.
We will riot.
I mean, that's it.
Yeah, like, yeah, we will fuck you up. You're 100% right, yeah.
That's how it goes.
Eye for an eye.
Let's see, anything else? They use the term freight train, which I giggled at a lot. When, like, somebody doesn't get back in the right groove and just, like, 8 cars pass, they're like, well, he's been freight trained, and I giggled.
It's like, almost sounds dirty.
It almost sounds dirty. Like, it's right there.
It's right there. It's very close.
So I giggled.
Very close to inappropriate, yeah.
Yeah. And I went, freight train. And I wrote it down. Because that's who I am as a person.
I like it.
I don't know. It's interesting not to have, like, practice and everything else. So, at a time, like, none of the big drivers were actually leading today because everybody was having issues. It was kind of cool.
Well, it was cool. And it was also... Temperature-wise, very cool.
Yeah.
It's now 72, which I think is the warmest it's been all day.
I feel like it is.
Yeah, it was in the 60s most of the day, so it makes it harder to have grip on the track.
There. I'm just seeing who else is in the media lot with
it. Still a lot more than I expected.
Well, there's a lot of, like, conferences, and so this is the last race before the playoffs.
Talking to everybody who's in the playoffs,
and, like, there's a big picture thing. I don't know.
That's right.
RTV6
already left.
RTV6 is like, we out. Maybe they just left one person.
They arrived at the same time that I did, and they left before we did. That's fantastic.
Mm-hmm. Just going to put that there, then.
Yeah, clearly they're an IndyCar fan as well.
Yeah. And then I got here, and I stopped taking notes because, well.
Yep. So, the end was exciting.
Yes. It was an exciting end.
It was an exciting end. There was a nice pass at the end. Brad Keselowski passed, who was it? I don't know.
Denny Hamlin? No.
Yeah, it was a Hamlin.
Was it Hamlin?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I think it was.
Was that Hamlin or Boyer?
No, it was Hamlin, because Doug wanted to see him do a backflip.
Ah, yep.
And, but Brad passed him with 2.5 laps left.
Sounds about right.
And held it and won the race, so that was super cool. Now, on to the subject at hand.
Yes.
During the Xfinity race.
Oh, Justin.
What's his face?
Justin.
Won, and then burned out over the yard of bricks.
He, like, donutted.
Now...
A few donuts.
Real quick, for those of you who are not aware, those bricks have been here since 1909. They've been a permanent part of the track since the entire surface was repaved in the 1960s.
Yeah.
Those are original fucking bricks.
Yeah, they're original. We didn't just get them at Lowe's.
They're original. They also span across the start-finish line through the pagoda, like they cross the center of the track.
Mm-hmm.
They are also only 1 yard long.
1 yard.
3 feet, 36 inches. In 2.5 miles, there is 1 yard of track that you are specifically asked / told to not do a fucking burnout on.
Just don't do it.
1 yard.
Just one.
In 2.5 miles. One goddamn yard. You know how many miles are in a yard? 1,760. You have 1,759, you selfish fuck. So Justin burned out. On the bricks.
Yeah. And already got shit. Like, as soon as it happened, understandably, everybody was like, not the yard of bricks.
IndyCar Twitter went apeshit.
Well, yeah,
and then Brad started to, his team was yelling and pointing at him to move further down the track. He moved further down, did some donuts, did his lap, came back.
Burnout.
Burnout on the fucking bricks.
One job.
Seriously, y'all.
I mean.
We don't have that many rules.
No.
No glass bottles.
That's for us.
No burnouts on the bricks.
That's for you. Guys.
That's literally it. We are extremely lax. Willpower screamed, show me respect, motherfuckers, on
over
his radio.
The radio. Yeah. No issues.
That's fine.
That's fine.
In fact, we love that shit.
Yeah, I mean, that was amazing.
We love that.
Let's be real.
Ilya Kashinevas climbed the fence like a spider monkey.
Just.
Again?
Love
totally
it.
Okay.
Feel for it.
Into it.
Yeah.
You want to kiss the bricks? Awesome.
Do whatever you want.
You want to bring your kid out on the bricks? Even better.
You want to throw.
We love that.
Last year or the year before, they threw fucking Skittles on the bricks. Like, all right, cool.
Yeah, like, do what you want.
But.
Do not burn out on the bricks.
No.
A, it's fucking disrespectful.
Yeah.
I don't care if it is part of your sport. This isn't your home.
No.
You are a goddamn guest in this cathedral of speed, and you will act like one.
Yes.
Your cars are slow, your racing is shitty, and what you won't do is come into my house and disrespect my original bricks.
We can't replace them.
So, you know what? I was trying to have a good attitude about NASCAR, but after this, NASCAR, you can get fucked.
You were like, I'm going to be positive, and I was like, okay, and then you went down the wormhole.
Well, because they burned out on the bricks. I said I was going to be positive before the brick.
Well, the other thing was, like, they were asked slash told not to do it.
It happened in the driver's meeting.
Yeah,
they were specifically told.
Let's not do this.
Because you know what can't be power washed?
The bricks. Yeah, no.
They have to be cleaned by hand.
Somebody, some meemaw is going to have to be on her hands and knees tomorrow with a scrub brush. And I want you to think
about Does that make you feel like a big man?
You feel like a, are you a big man?
Brad, Justin.
Huh?
Dude, one of our followers posted something hysterical.
Okay.
About it.
Okay.
I'm loving all of the hate and angst.
Well, it's kind of a big deal for all of us.
I mean, it really is. Like, that's the thing, is that you want to do whatever you want at Daytona? Like, that's a NASCAR track. This is an IndyCar track, okay? So, this is not your home. Literally, you are a guest here.
Yes.
Yeah. You wouldn't come into my house and shit on my carpet. Like, you have, it's been requested, it's understood that when you come into my house, there's one room in which you can shit.
Please
it is the bathroom. You don't say, oh, okay, and then walk in the living room and take a shit.
And then spread it around in a circle.
Yeah, and then somebody else comes and does the same thing. That's what happened today.
That's what happened. Ah, two people shit in our living rooms.
Yes, they did.
So.
And we have to hand wash that rug.
Yeah. It's a priceless antique. It's a family heirloom. Can't take it down to the cleaners.
Oh, so. I mean, I guess NASCAR as a whole doesn't suck, but that right there.
It's cranky.
It's fucking disrespectful.
Yeah.
And the thing is, like, it's not like you don't know. This has happened before. Multiple other drivers have done this. It happened in 2012. It happened in 2014. Like, it's happened multiple times. And every time they catch a lot of shit, not only from fans, but, by the way, from the IMS.
Who is like, please stop.
Oh, the after conversation has no pleases. I'm certain of that.
I'm sure.
I'm certain the before conversation is, hey, guys, don't forget. You know, I know we all get excited. No burnouts on the bricks, okay?
Hey, man, please don't burn out on the bricks. Like XYZ.
Everybody's friends on the front end. On the back end, it's a, let me tell you something about you that you don't know.
Right. I thought I told you, don't burn out. Like, Dad, Dad Doug probably comes out.
Oh, 100%.
Dad Lawyer Doug.
Lawyer Doug comes out. That's what it is.
Well, I bet there's a little bit of dad in there.
Yeah.
A little like, I'm mad and I'm disappointed in you.
Yeah.
That's what it is. It's that disappointment look.
Right.
Where you're like, oh, God, no.
And I could sue you for the cost of cleaning these. I won't, but I could.
You were told. So.
So, yeah, just come on, guys. Have some respect for yourselves.
I mean, it's just.
We live in a goddamn civilization here. Right? Like, just. Let's just be a decent human being.
It's just politeness.
Mm. So, but you know what? Brad Keselowski drives for Penske.
You know RP's not happy about it.
Yeah, I'm like, I feel like if there's anybody who especially appreciates why it's not cool to do that, it's Roger Penske.
Oh, yeah.
So, I do not envy the ass-chewing that is probably happening right now.
It was a, I'm so glad you got me my first Brickyard 400 win, thanks a lot, and then there was a pivot in the conversation that Brad did not see coming.
You know, I don't feel like Penske necessarily thanks his drivers for winning. I feel like he's like my grandma, who also didn't believe in like celebrating high school graduations.
Like a good job, like,
or like it was eighth grade graduations. She would never say congratulations because she goes, "It's eighth grade. You're expected to do that." I feel like that's RP. He's like, "You're a race car driver. I hired you to win races."
Well, this is his first.
Well, that's true. It is. Yeah, so a little different.
I mean,
but I feel like normal circumstances, he's not like thanks for winning.
No.
just this one.
Just this one.
Yeah, since it's the first Brickyard. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, you're right.
But after that, there will be no thank yous.
No. There will be none.
So.
But yeah. So come on, Brad. You can do better.
Yep.
Come on, Justin. At least, I mean, he's young and maybe doesn't know any better.
Brad, I felt like Brad would know. Oh,
Brad knows better.
Brad knew better.
Brad knows better.
Okay, well,
speaking of pivoting, let's see. Oh, yeah, I will say, so Jimmy Johnson, when he did it in 2012, he pinned the nose of his number 48 Chevrolet at the inside wall and let the tires just rip.
Oh, God.
Mostly, it was the asphalt on the south side of the bricks that ripped. The indentation is still visible due to heat melting the track's surface. Some bricks damaged by Johnson's spinning left tires had to be replaced.
We don't have a...
Like, this is why you can't have nice things,
this
NASCAR.
This is exactly why you can't have nice things, NASCAR. Stop it.
Like, no.
No, Jimmy Johnson is not sponsored by Jimmy John's, which is the bane of
my existence. Like, right.
It kills me every time.
They should be. I mean...
It should be.
It would be genius. It really would be.
I don't know.
So, all right, pivot.
Pivot to Sonoma!
Back to what we're here for.
It's time for the IndyCar 2018 finale. In the Sonoma Raceway, in beautiful, beautiful wine country, a permanent road course with 12 turns, which has been, by the way, the season finale since 2015, and this is its last year.
It is its last year. It's its final year on the schedule. It's its final finale and its final year on the schedule, so it will be replaced by Laguna Seca. But, yeah. It's going to be an exciting race, I think.
It is. So
IRL/IndyCar has raced there since 2005.
Mm-hmm.
And has served as season finale since 2015.
Yes, I just said that.
Oh, I didn't hear you.
It's an 85-lap race.
I'm so sorry.
It's all right. So they're going to go about 202 miles on Sunday. So as far as the race, most wins, both Scott and Will are tied for 3 wins
each. Look at
that. So,
fascinating. Most team wins, RP, total of 7.
Natch.
Fastest qualifying lap, Newgarden, just last year, 113.691.
Yeah, fastest race, Pagano last year, because he was a race later, 109. The fastest race lap was 109.575 miles per hour.
All right.
That was a little harder for me to say than I expected.
And the fastest race last year was Pagano.
It's a miles per hour.
Okay, 104.968.
So, real fast
Fastest
last
race
year.
Average, yeah, it was a very fast race last year.
Although it never feels fast as a race.
It just doesn't. I think because of like the sloping, like curves and whatever.
It's like
it's like very fast, but it's like very soothing at the same time.
I agree. And even when they talk it and they go through and they're like, and now they're in this turn, and now they're making their way back up the hill, and you're like, I will have some more wine.
Yes, it feels like a very, yes. I mean, plus it's Sonoma, you have to.
Yeah, it feels like a very wine country-esque race.
And just that general. Attitude and speed and yes.
We'll see.
So 2015.
Yep.
Will Power won the pole. The race, however, was won by Scott Dixon, followed up by RHR and Charlie Kemble.
Yeah.
The championship was won by Dixon that year.
Went to Dixie. 2016, Simon won the pole.
Yes, he did.
Simon won the race, and spoiler alert, Simon won a championship.
Sure did.
But as far as the race, Graham came in second, and Juan came in third. That was Juan's last season as a full-time IndyCar driver.
Poor Juan.
Oh, poor Juan.
2017, the pole was awarded to Joseph Newgarden.
Yep.
The race was won by Simon Pagenaud, followed by Joseph Newgarden in second, and Will Power in third.
Yep.
And Newgarden won the championship last year, in case anybody forgot.
Yep, just FYI.
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 So, very exciting.
It was. We'll see how it is. I don't know. It's a weird race to watch.
It is. Well, it's double points, and so that always makes it, like... It's always dicey. I think that's the most exciting part of that race.
I agree.
Is that a lot of things that happen during the race can affect the championship if it's close in points.
Yes. in which last year it was very close.
It was, which I enjoy that more than, like, you already know who's going to win before the race even happens. I don't like that. I like a little excitement.
I want a little bit.
It doesn't need to be, you know, edge of my seat the entire time. I'm not, you know, and I know it's not going to be every time, but I don't want to, you know, it to be like a huge difference where it's mathematically impossible for anybody else.
Why am I even watching?
Yeah. So I like how close our season is. We have a lot of talented drivers.
It is. It's a good season.
And, I mean, just the points have been close. The races have been close. It's just... We have a lot of talent in the field right now.
It's been a great season. I'm kind of sad that it's coming up close already.
I know.
I'm trying not to think about it.
I can't believe it's already the last race.
I know. Don't say it.
It's wild.
Oh, I thought you were going to say this. Oh. you'll know why here in a second. Yeah. It's part of the drinking game.
Well, you want to talk about that?
We can talk about that first. So, drinking game. Anytime anybody says it feels like we were just at St. Pete or something like that, you got to take a drink. They talk about the grip of the track. They keep talking about the grip and how each track... Like, I listened to a couple of the races, and they're like, yeah, the track's real grip. And I was like, every track is grip. Stop.
Right.
Stop it.
No. Stop. If they talk about Laguna Seca replacing Sonoma, which... Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think... You could probably just drink every time you hear the words Laguna Seca.
Yeah, I believe that's fine, too.
Yep. And the championship discussion overshadows the race discussion.
You really... That's almost like a finisher drink.
That's actually maybe just like wink at your friends.
Or
finisher drink.
I was going to say, give it a finisher drink.
Because I feel like they talk about the championship the whole time. There's like the points as they run.
I mean, if you're drinking wine, you're fine.
Well, that's true. We're going to be pretty much just drinking solid the whole time,
yeah.
So...
Yeah, I will be.
I won't. I'll have another dive that day.
Mm-hmm.
But later on, I will be.
Okay. I thought you were in the middle of the damn ocean.
Oh, no. It's early in the week, so I can still get a signal off of the Bahamas.
Ah, nice.
So, yep. I realized I was like, ooh, we won't be that far away from NASA, so I'll still be able to get signal.
Cool.
But yeah, about the day after, I'll be completely off the grid. Just like Gilligan's Island.
Yeah.
So, if you... didn't write down those that drinking game, don't worry, there will be a graphic that pops up on our social media. You can find all of our social media from our website, which is www.fastcarsfastgirls.com.
I don't know why I keep pointing, like there's somebody fucking in the
back. I love it every time, like please don't stop. Molly's cueing me like we're on camera, and it's fantastic.
It's really fun.
She's doing hand motions with it. You're my Vanna White right now.
It's great that we're in the middle of a fucking parking lot and people are leaving too. That's what makes this even better.
It's like, really
other
funny.
Other members of the media are watching this happen as they drive off and going, "Oh, it's them." Okay.
We should have put the flamingo on top.
Remember that next time.
So not only can you find our social media on our website, you can also listen to our podcast and you can subscribe directly from there. We are Fast Cars, Fast Girls on every platform that has podcasts.
Yes.
We have a Facebook page. We have an Instagram. We have a Twitter. We've got a Snapchat that is used when you're actively at races. Not for this one because...
We're not actively at...
No.
No.
No. We will not be at Sonoma. But you can check out all of that at www.fastcarsfastgirls.com. Like, rate, review, and don't forget to share us with your friends and family.
Please do. It's free. It's cheap. Well, you're listening to it, so you know it's free.
Yep.
But let your family members know it's free. They don't have to pay for anything.
And really, when was the last time you laughed this hard for free? There's no two-drink minimum here.
Yeah, you're welcome.
I mean, it's recommended, but it's not required.
It is always recommended with us.
Oh, we have a two-drink minimum. That's where the requirement is.
We hold that requirement for you guys, so you're good. You're good.
All right. Well,
we gotta go back.
We gotta make our picks.
We gotta make our picks.
So, I'm gonna go for a three-peat. I'm picking Simon Pagenaud for first.
Oh, I like it. I'm here for it.
He's not had the best season, but he's won the last 2 years, and I think that he's gonna run away with it and be like, in case anybody thought that I'd lost my touch, we've just had a shitty year with the car.
Right.
I'm still a certifiable badass.
I'm still here.
Yes.
But it is me. And then you wink.
Because you are French. French. top five, Dixon.
I mean,
Abby.
Nench.
Top 10, Veach.
Nice.
Yeah.
I almost picked him.
And then first out, because he's incredibly unreliable, inconsistent. And the irony is that he just won in Portland. So, Takuma Sato.
Taku.
Aww.
All right. Well, I also will be a three-peat just in my picks. Rossi. I got Rossi for first.
Nobody was shocked.
Nobody is shocked. No. I have Dixon for top five, although if he gets top five, he probably will fuck Rossi and win the championship.
Yeah.
I'm doing, like, basic math in my head. I was like, man, he's got to be, like, six or below.
Yeah.
And Rossi has to win and pull.
Uh-huh.
Top 10.
Which he very well might do.
He might. You never know.
Yeah.
Top 10, Marco.
Okay.
I don't know. I'm just gut feeling about the kid.
Yeah, I like it.
Good feeling. I think he's, like, our age. I don't know why I said he was a kid.
Right? I think we might even be older than him.
I'm 100% sure we are.
Yeah. I mean, not by a lot.
No.
Yeah.
First out, I enjoy this young driver, and I'm excited that they have an opportunity, but I think Colton still makes some moves.
Oh, shit. I forgot about Herta at award.
Yeah. But I think...
Oh, can I change?
You want to put an award?
I want an award.
Okay. But, like, here's the deal. Like, I think Colton is a good driver, but he is still young enough that he's going to try and prove, and that's when the mistake's going to happen.
Same.
Same thing.
Ditto for award.
God, I feel bad. Like, we love young drivers and
we do,
them.
But your first IndyCar race and it's the championship, like, it's going to be cutthroat.
Like,
some full-time IndyCar drivers are
gonna
not going to be having any part of you doing anything.
Think so, Junior.
Yeah. Not today.
Not today. Not today.
You're going to learn today.
I think we talked about what we're looking forward to. The championship. Also not having the race at Sonoma after this, which seems... But it's just...
It's just not... I mean, well, and it's just an ugly time of year to go there.
Meh.
Yeah. It's just whatever. So, excited for some new races next year.
Me too.
Sad that we won't have racing for a little bit, but don't worry. We will keep you fully abreast of everything happening in the IndyCar world and some other fun things.
Yeah.
We've got the air race in October. We've got lights at the Brickyard. We've got the Rolex 24.
We've got, we'll be here for a day for the Chris Griffiths test.
Chris Griffiths test.
Thank you.
Yep.
That's just a real fun on a sinus infection.
A lot of, yeah.
Real fun.
A lot of consonants right there.
My mouth just went, no, I don't think so today.
Nope.
Hey, do you remember how we spent the past 5 days at the IMS and it's not me?
Right.
My mouth said, I don't think so.
Nope, we're not doing that.
Nope, we're done.
Nope. So, yeah, we're going to do lots of things in the off season, and we'll keep you abreast of that. We've got some fun interviews. Yeah. So, going to be good times.
So don't worry, guys. You might be sad. I get it. I'm sad. But we're here for you.
And we will keep you fully entertained.
Yeah, and informed.
And informed.
Entertaining and informative. Where else can you get that? Nowhere.
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 We got both kinds.
Country and Western. Oh, man. I love people trying to drive through this.
Oh, my gosh. People driving through the mud here is hysterical. Like, just stay in the grass, man. Like, I'm not driving on the road until I have to.
Yeah. And
I'm cutting straight through here because it's way better.
I keep seeing people, and I am ready for somebody to stuff it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm just ready for it. I feel like I should know that guy.
I know.
Sorry. We're just
staring at people.
Yeah,
I would love to see somebody.
Just lose it.
Yeah.
If that happens, don't worry. You'll see it on our Twitter.
Yeah. We'll take video. Don't worry.
Well, what the
Ooh. We saw a kid on a leash today.
Ah, we did see the leash kiddo. Oh, there's nothing that I love more than kids on leashes.
I'm telling you what. My sister used to have a leash.
No, she didn't.
Yeah, she did.
Even Harrison didn't have a leash.
Oh, no. Beth had a leash, and she had one for years.
My brother didn't have... Oh, this is the greatest moment right now for me.
Oh, yeah, Beth had a leash. Oh, speaking of Beth, so...
Oh, my God, how could we forget?
So, my sister, I'm talking to her on Wednesday or Thursday, one of those days, before we're heading over for the dirt track for the BC39, and she's on speakerphone, Molly's at the house, and so she can hear mine and Beth's conversation. And, you know, and I was like, all right, I gotta let you go. I was like, we've got to go to the track. And she was, you know, like, what are they doing? And I was like, it's, you know, Brian Clausen 39, whatever, blah, blah. I was like, it's a midget race. And she goes, oh, so it's like just all midgets in the race. And then it hits me. She doesn't know that cars are called midgets.
Nope.
That's not a part of her vocabulary. And so I just say real quick. No, not midgets, the people. The cars are called midgets. At which point, you almost fell out of your seat.
I could just see your sister picturing
a field full of little people.
A field full of little people.
Yep.
Racing. And it was...
I mean, I'd go to it. I would.
But there was a moment where I thought I might pee myself.
Oh my gosh. I was like, oh, no. Not little people.
Not little people. Little cars.
Yeah, little cars, but not little people. Oh, full-size people.
Full-size people. Little cars.
Oh, yeah, that was fantastic.
Oh my God. How did we forget
Beth.
That?
But yeah, Beth had a leash.
Harrison did not, and I'm kind of surprised about that.
Yeah.
But like, your sister did, mine...
Your dad was scarier when we were kids, though.
It's true.
Like, that yell...
Yeah, you wouldn't know it now, but he's a very scary man.
Yeah, I mean, I remember being, like, I was always super scared to break any rules at your house. Which is hilarious, because your dad is such a teddy bear.
Yes!
Like, I don't know that he... Had we called the bluff, I'm not sure how much trouble we ever really would have gotten in. But goddamn, was I terrified to do anything wrong in your house.
And a lot of it was just the shame, disappointment.
Oh,
like, there's
so
a lot of yelling,
yeah.
But it was mostly just, like, really, like, and just really disappointed. Yeah, and at that point, I would just cry.
Oh, yeah.
Because you're like, I don't want to disappoint you. And, well, that's a peek into my psyche. We'll save that for another episode.
Oh. Well, currently going into Double Points Race at Sonoma.
Double Points Sonoma.
Let's do the championship. So I'm going to start at 10.
I like it.
Yeah.
Do you.
So number 10 in championship points. James Hinchcliffe.
Ta-da, ta-da.
At 361. Now I'm into the other drum roll. Here, you want another pen?
I do.
Yeah. All right. And ninth. Sebastian Bourdais with 369 points.
The Frenchman. One of the Frenchmen.
Coming in eighth. The Buckeye, Graham Rahal with 378.
He did not go to Ohio State, though. I do want to point that
out. I know, but a lot of people in Ohio call themselves Buckeyes, just like people in Indiana call themselves Hoosiers.
He's a big Ohio State fan. He did not go, though.
Well, that's fair.
I want to point that out.
I mean, we call people who live in Indiana that went to Purdue, we still call them Hoosiers.
I'm just talking more about how he's like ride or die for Ohio. And he did not go.
I mean, I hear that.
I'm just like,
yeah. All right. Number seventh. Or number seven. Coming in seventh.
I can't.
I've been awake since four. All right. Coming in seventh. Robert Wickens, who was recently announced our Rookie of the Year.
Yeah, Sunoco Rookie of the Year for the 2018 season.
Yeah, with 391 points. Let's think about that. He's still in seventh, and he hasn't raced the last.
I know. Yeah. He just basically was
the
like.
The last two.
Yeah, it's okay.
He would have. Yeah, it's a shame. I mean, that crash is a shame for a multitude of reasons, but I would have been interested to see where he was in relation to other rookies for a first-year championship.
I mean, I feel like he probably could have cracked. He might have cracked top five.
I think so.
Maybe. Like,
I think so.
He could have. He could have.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Coming in sixth, Simon Pagenaud.
Hey, Simon.
With 428 points. Coming in fifth, White Bread, Ryan Hunter-Reay. 462 points.
I call this next one fourth.
Fourth?
Thorth.
Thorth, yes.
Because it's...
Tying for third.
Or Thorth.
Or Thorth. At 511 points, teammates Will Power and Joseph Newgarden with 511.
It's a pisky fight! They're fighting to see who's dad's favorite.
Spoiler alert, it's Alio.
It's still Alio.
It's still Alio. He does one race in this series a year. He's still the favorite.
He did two.
Oh, that's true. He did the GP as
You're
well.
You're like, oh, that's right. Did you?
That's right. That's right.
We just kind of, well, this is the GP.
I mean, honest to God, up until, like the first, like, 2 years it ran, I didn't even know that it counted in the points. I thought it was like a scrimmage.
Just kind of feels like a...
I thought it was a warm-up.
What's the, an exhibition race?
Yeah, an exhibition.
It felt like an exhibition race.
I was like... Counted the points? Seriously?
For real? This
does? It's like a scrimmage.
Huh?
Like, what?
There are points at stake?
I'm like, oh. So it's a real race then.
It's real.
I get to, the whole thing.
All of it counts?
Like.
All laps the whole count.
There's a victory banquet too. Did you know that?
For the GP?
Yes.
No, it did not.
And it's stupid expensive.
Well, that's why.
Yeah. Yeah, it's still like $150.
No, I don't think
and
so.
I was like, stop. Like,
other races
I'll
don't
pay
have...
40.
I feel like it's a reverse auction. I'll pay 20 bucks.
40.
Is it 20? 40 if it's an open bar.
I'll even pay 50 for an open bar.
I'll pay 50 for an open bar.
Because I'm gonna drink that. I'm gonna drink my money's worth.
Money back on it.
Yeah. You know what? I'll pay 150. I'll still make my money back on that open bar. I will make you regret the decision to have an open bar. That's how much I'm gonna drink.
Like, none of the other races have victory banquets, do they? The one in St. Petersburg is for, like, celebrating last year's race.
Yeah. I mean, there's a banquet after this one, but it's the championship banquet.
Right. Like, but, like, they're not, like, a banquet after Gateway.
No. I think it's just because it's Indy. I don't know.
I don't know.
It's interesting.
I didn't know that about the race.
Yeah. It's also, I feel like it was not at the JW. Like, it was somewhere else. Mm. Which is why I definitely didn't understand why it was so expensive, because it was a place that was not as nice.
Wasn't like just here like it used to. Like, the Victory Banquet used to just be held here.
It might be here.
I bet it is.
Yeah. Wherever it is, it was somewhere that I was like, there's no reason why it should be that fucking expensive.
Not justified.
Not justified. I was not like, justified. I didn't even tell you about it because I was like, 100% not going.
No, 100% not going.
Like, Molly doesn't even need to have this information in her head.
No. She's,
it's a busy month. Unnecessary.
Just dump.
Nope. So, yeah. Anyhow. All right. Back to number two. Alexander Yay! Rossi with 569 points.
Nice.
So, and he's from California, so that would actually be a really exciting win for him.
Yes, it would be.
Yeah, from California, winning the race and the championship on his home state. That would be very cool.
Well, and he also won the Long Beach GP.
Oh, he did win Long Beach this year, so...
That would be like a Cali bookend.
Yes. Ooh.
There you go. You're all welcome, media. If he wins both California races, call it the California bookend. He'll look her out.
That's amazing. I have a comment about that for you later. But I'm
damn it, it's just like when I didn't know what fluffer meant.
No, I was just gonna say, it sounds like a sex position.
As soon as you started, I was like, this is like the whole fluffer discussion, all over again.
It sounds like a sex act. The Cleveland Steamer, the California book is.
I don't
wanna know. Oh. Alright. And in first place.
I mean, why are we? Everybody knows. Yeah,
everybody's favorite Kiwi, Scott Dixon, 598 points.
The drama got a little lackadaisical at the last one. We all knew.
But yeah, 29 points between Rossi and Dixon.
I mean, with a double point.
It's close. It's very close.
I mean,
I feel like there were more points between first and second last year. But maybe not.
I think I don't remember is the answer to that one.
I'm certain I don't remember.
No.
Yeah.
I even listened to it this morning. I should know better, but I don't.
That's all right. We've got a lot of facts and figures in our heads.
God.
Yes.
Well, I think there's only one thing left for us to do. It just looks like there's wine in there.
Oh, yeah, no, there's not.
I know.
Yeah, I think we have to wear the white flag.
The right flag?
The right flag, yeah.
Well, what do you
In this case, is the white flag.
The white flag. Well, maybe we shouldn't say that out loud again. That sounded...
I didn't mean it like that.
No.
I think anybody who knows me knows that...
I mean, that's not true, but...
Yeah.
Just the way that it sounded.
It sounded, yeah, very, yeah. It's been a great season. We've met a lot of people. We've had a lot of fun, had a lot of great experiences. I'm just super excited to see what next year brings, but we've got a lot of time between now and then to talk about... news, to learn new information. We've got new teams, new drivers. I am very excited to see how Award and Herta do this weekend.
Yeah, I am too.
But yeah, it's been a great season. It'll be nice to put a little cherry right on top of that Sunday. So
I think that's
yeah. So thanks everybody for listening to us this season and continuing the off season, please. But yeah, I've really enjoyed all of you that we've met.
We were gonna do a championship wrap up episode.
But. I just want to get it out now, like, right. You know.
I'll let you do your
thing. Appreciate everybody. It's been cool, man.
It's been cool, man. Oh, God.
Go ahead.
Well, now I feel like we're ending our podcast forever after that statement. It's been nice meeting all of you.
I've been hateful all day. I'm just trying to be nice.
I know. No. It's, I'm very thankful that I don't have to fly out to California for the race. Because, let's be honest.
Praise God.
We have had back-to-back-to-back-to-back, it feels like, which has been a lot of fun. But my animals are starting to revolt against me at my house.
They're starting to get feral.
They are. Okay? Boy Cat is being weird again.
You're outnumbered.
I am.
They're plotting.
Well, that's all right. Kitty's old. She won't do anything.
Yeah, no. She's easy.
Thea will give up.
Yeah.
She's lazy.
Yeah, no, she won't really be that.
It's that toy cat I gotta watch.
Yeah.
But I'm excited to just sit, drink some wine, go to a garage and speedway without you. Thank you, by the way. I'm gonna go on a human trip.
You don't have to go.
I feel like one of us, we have to. It's a great way to it. I'm like, we have to.
I mean, yeah.
Yeah, you don't have to, but don't I?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, you kind of do. Yeah.
I don't know. It'll be nice to see how it ends. I'm obviously really, really pulling for Rossi to win. I think Scott's won a lot of championships. It'd be nice if somebody else won. It's good. Just it putting would. It out there. So we'll see what happens.
It'll be cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, it'll be exciting. Yeah, I'm into it.
On that, let's wave the checkered flag.
Let's wave the checkered. See you guys next week.
Thanks for listening.